The new country, 96.3.
Second date update.
We got Christopher on the line. Christopher had a great first date with Beth, but no second date. We're going to see if we're going to help him out. First of all, Christopher, tell everybody how you met Beth.
Beth and I were set up by just a mutual friend.
Okay, great. What did you guys do on your date?
Pretty simple. We decided to go out for dinner, and that's honestly all we did. But I can't for the life of me figure out why she's not returning my calls yet.
All right. Did anything go wrong at dinner? Maybe someone drank too much. You know we always ask.
Yeah. No, not really. I just had one drink. I had wine. But, I mean, it wasn't overdone or anything like that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's have us give her a call, see if we can figure out what's going on, see if we can get you a second date, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we got Christopher on the line. Christopher had a great first date with Beth, but no second date.
But we've gotten a hold of Beth, and she's agreed to come on the air with us. Beth, do you remember going out with Christopher?
I do.
Well, he said you guys had a great first date. I guess you went out to dinner, and then he said he never heard from you after that, and he asked us to call you on his behalf.
I see. Yeah, he's a...
Oh, my gosh. we're on the air. You do realize we're on the radio, right?
Yeah, but the truth is the truth.
Okay, well, why would you use that term
to
describe
him? Yeah, what did he do?
Okay, so dinner was fine. It was okay. And then when we went to leave after dinner, I asked for a doggy bag for my leftovers. And he insisted that the leftovers were his and he got to take them home because he paid for the meal.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. He took your leftovers?
Wait, your...
I know, it's hard to wrap your head around it.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
Wait, so the food that you ordered, you had some leftovers, you asked for a to-go box, and he took those?
Yes.
What leftovers did you have?
I had some steak and potatoes and just the food that I didn't eat for dinner. It was so weird.
All right. Can we bring him in this conversation? I've never heard of anybody taking someone else's leftovers.
Yeah, he insisted that I give them to him. Didn't say like, yeah, go ahead. No, he was like, those are mine.
Would it be okay if we brought him in on this conversation? Because I'd like to hear kind of his side of all this.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
All right. Christopher, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Did you hear what Beth said?
Yeah. Well, look, Beth ordered basically two meals. She ordered a gigantic salad in the beginning. Not like a little house salad. It was a meal. It was huge. She didn't even finish that. And then she ordered a steak and baked potato as well. She didn't even touch the steak and baked potato. So, in my mind, I'm like, what the heck is going on? She's just, like, ordering all kinds of food, just kind of using me as more meals on this date. And that's not right. So, I was like, I need that extra meal. Like, I paid for one meal, not two people.
So weird. First of all, yeah, I did order a salad. And then I ordered steak for dinner. And I had no idea the salad was going to be that big. And I had a lot of it, and I was pretty full, and I didn't eat all the dinner that I ordered.
That was pretty obvious.
It's not like I purposefully ordered two entrees.
Well, look, I remember the house salad was like $6, and your salad that you actually ordered was $19. That's not a little salad.
I'm sorry I wasn't crunching numbers while I was placing my order. A lot of people order a salad as an appetizer and an entree as a dinner. That's a very normal thing to do.
I mean, obviously you're not looking at the numbers. I'm the one paying for it, but it was on the menu.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you're not the one crunching the numbers, but anyone can figure out that a $19 salad is not a little house salad or side salad. So basically, you just ordered two meals, and you didn't even touch the steak and baked potato, let alone think about eating it. Like I said, you didn't even finish your giant salad.
I just think it's absurd that there are rules about this. It was a date, you offered to pay, and you get whatever you get from that whole package. The fact that we're litigating this is bizarre to me.
I mean, it's kind of common courtesy, like, not to order the freaking kitchen sink when you're going out for a first date, especially.
I didn't. I ordered a salad as an appetizer. You could have had some of the salad.
I ordered the house salad at $6 because I wanted to have room for my entree.
Honestly, this just shows how cheap you are. You are so focused on the numbers. By the way, you haven't brought up at all how the actual date went. You're so focused on how much my dinner cost. But you got your leftovers, so hopefully you got your money's worth. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm not focused on it. I thought we had a great date, but you're the one that is bringing it up and not calling me back.
You're the one that called the radio station to call me to see why I didn't go on another date with you. So that's the answer.
Yeah, I didn't know it was about
that. What you wanted? Is it an answer?
Well, yeah, I wanted an answer, but I didn't want a ridiculous answer.
Okay, well, I didn't want to go on a date with a that night, but there I was. So we don't always get what we want.
Yeah, well, the move is someone who buys two entrees on a first date and then takes one home.
No, the move is someone who's asking for you, someone else's leftovers to take home in a to-go box.
And they were delicious. That steak was cooked, seared to perfection.
Christopher, do you want a second date with Beth?
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole reason I called. I do want to go out with her again. I mean, I think through this experience, maybe she's learned something. I still think she has capacity to be a better person.
No, yeah, not going to happen.
Not, you're not interested in Beth? What if we send you guys to like a Mavericks game, something where there's like no eating at all?
No, food at Mavericks games are expensive. Are you kidding me? He would have a heart attack.
Okay.
No.
I mean, that's honestly a shame because I really did have a great time on that date with you, Beth.
Well, thanks for the salad. The salad was good.
A good salad.
Beth, really appreciate you coming on the air. Thank you so much for your time.
Sure thing.
All right. Christopher, I think actually you probably could have gotten a second date if you would have apologized for taking her to-go box.
I mean, maybe, but man, I gotta stand my ground. That was just, if she is all but hurt about that, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous.
You're taking somebody's leftovers.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.